sharing. So let's hear from somebody else that we know. Annabelle, are you ready to take to the high stools?
You're ready, aren't you? Yeah. Annabelle, welcome to the high stools. On Christmas Day, as we just heard, we celebrate Christ's birth and we give each other presents, like they gave Jesus presents. Is there a special moment on Christmas Day which you particularly enjoy?
Yes. Over breakfast we pray, then we gather around the Christmas tree and we find our presents. We find out what everyone wanted for Christmas.
And this year, what do you want for Christmas, Annabelle?
A Pusheen baking set.
Is that so you can bake with Pusheen?
Yes, but it has to be chocolate cake. On strict notice.
Okay, I think that's been noted. As well as loving baking and loving Pusheen, I know you are an avid story writer. I've read many of your stories and they're all beautiful. So as a writer, which part of the Christmas story stands out for you?
Probably the bit where Jesus was born in the manger with hay and the animals surrounded him and the wise men brought him gifts.
And he was out in the cold, wasn't he?
Outside it's freezing cold. Usually babies are born in hospitals or home births, where it's warm.
I bet Mum was glad she didn't have to have you born in a stable. So, why, apart from candy canes, which you've spoken about, and presents, why is Christmas special for you?
It's special for me because we see Auntie Carlene in Luton and the other members of my family that I haven't seen for 2 years.
But I think this year you're doing something slightly different, aren't you? What are you going to be doing?
This year we're inviting some of Mummy's friends from where she works because they don't have any family here, so they don't have to spend it on their own.
That's a lovely thing to do. And I'm sure you and Mummy and Mummy's friends are going to have a fantastic time together. And I look forward to hearing all about it in Life Group. Thank you very much for sharing what Christmas means to you. Bye-bye.